Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win friends, fans, and listeners. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. Today's half an hour show will be about relating to you some of the different personal development education forums that I have participated in that has truly made an amazing difference in the growth and my own awareness to not only my possibilities, but the possibilities that we all have. And being that the topic that we're discussing from here on in is about rising to win for our youth, doing what it takes in order for us to equip ourselves with the practical tools as well as the spiritual guidance for us to go forward and truly create an impact, make a difference, and really bring about change in our society, then it is my duty to let you know of different resources that are available to you for you to start looking into and start undertaking and start making available as a resource for your own growth, your own empowerment, your own vision. And it is just, for me, phenomenal to have discovered this, to have been brought to this by someone who's very special to me, my husband. He had actually taken this course, and he had become aware of this through somebody else. And this is the nature of what this type of learning involves. It's word of mouth, and I am dedicating today's show to that, because while I will be presenting directors and leaders in my community, my West Palm Beach community, who are taking a stand to help youth and who are taking a stand to make a difference, I am also here to be able to encourage everyone to take a stand for themselves and to grow and do what it takes for us to be able to become better people. So what I will be discussing is the forum that it's called Landmark Education. And you can go to landmarkeducation.com, L-A-N-D-M-A-R-K, education.com, and you can read up on what this represents. I will tell you that right now, approximately 1 million people around the world take this education. So it is not something that is here just locally. Every time a course is presented, it is presented in 25 different languages. The education, basically, it's quite challenging to relate a precise definition to what this education represents, because it, even though it follows a curriculum and although there is a mission attached to it, the change that it brings is individual and it is particular to each person, because the results are related to the degree to which each person is willing to engage and enroll and really allow themselves to be open to the learning. And I will tell you that because my goal is to make a difference, to be able to get rid of limitations that I have or that I perceive as having, my goal is to get rid of anything that stands in my way to truly being effective and to being an effective communicator, to being a better human being, a better person, to being a better mother, a better wife, just to being a all-around, more integral human being. I truly dove in there, and I really put myself in there, and because of that, I was able to come up with so many different distinctions about what had been ruling my life previously and how I had been working and how I had been living, that now that I've uncovered it, now I am able to make distinctions and say, you know, this is not effective, or this is not appropriate behavior, or this is not something that is helping you. It's actually deterring you, or it's presenting a different vision or presenting a different interpretation of who you truly are in this. So with the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement, I must be a person of integrity, and I must be a person that says and does in within the confines of purpose and vision. And there has to be a match between who I say I am, what I believe in, how I live my life, how I treat others, how I treat myself. And that's easier said than done. It's extremely challenging. It's extremely difficult to be able to call your own shots. We can call everyone else's. We can look at other people and say, oh, that's where you're wrong, or that's where you're doing bad. You know, we can easily point the finger. But to take those three fingers that are pointing at us and really look and say, whoa, those three fingers are pointing at us. Let me look at myself in the mirror and let me just really be true with myself and do what it takes for me to change before I can tell others what they need to do. That takes courage. That takes a willingness to step up. That takes a decision from our own place to say, okay, I will step up and I'm willing to listen to the truth, or I'm willing to see the truth for myself. Because subconsciously, your subconscious knows, but our outside doesn't allow us or doesn't really want us to see, and it wants to protect us. That is our job. We protect ourselves. We don't want to get hurt. We don't want to see the truth for what it is. So something like Landmark Education, there's nothing like it. It is unique. It is something that is amazing. And you can go online and look to see the next course in your community, the next one-night presentation where you can go free of charge. And I will also tell you that if you are a minister, if you are a police official, or a law enforcement official, depending on what it is that you do exactly, you can speak with them directly and see what they have for you as far as scholarships. And their intent. So for all of you who are listening, I would greatly, greatly, greatly urge you to go and look. An additional insight is that Landmark does present a course for teenagers. When I was taking my course, and of course that's something that really struck me, because this level of education to be brought to the level of teenagers is incredible. And it was told that five out of six teenagers, according to statistics, have considered or have tried in some way or the other an element of suicide. So again, this is what I heard. This is a statistic that according to them is valid, with youth considering it or having thoughts of it or even attempting. So in one way or the other, these kids are there, and you will see them at this forum standing up and talking about their lives and talking about how this course completely, completely, radically shifted their perspective and their ability to see their lives from such a different level. So that is powerful. But the Landmark Forum for Teens gets only presented, I believe, twice a year, at the beginning and toward the end of the year. So that you want to keep in mind. And I will tell you that it is, you know, I believe that you do not have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to go to other resources when you can go to a Landmark Forum and pay just about $500, take or give a little more, and do a course on a weekend and continue with that journey and see how your life is radically shifted. And it's not just me telling you so. It is the evidence from so many people who have undertaken this type of education and whose lives have now just revolutionized, because they see themselves for who they truly are, not for an image of what we think we are when we are not being authentic and when we are not being real with who truly we have the capability of being. That, I will tell you, is the strongest thing that we can be, to really be, to become who we're supposed to be. And being is about being, not about saying that we are or about acting a certain way. We are who we be because we be who we are. And that sounds redundant, but it is so true. And you can't achieve this level of insight without having tools that support that ability for us to look at ourselves from so many different angles and to realize that, oh gosh, that is true. That is how we perceive things to be, and that's how we perceive ourselves, and that's how we present ourselves, and even though that's not really my intention. I will tell you that my experience when I was there, within the first 2 hours, and the course had not even yet started, I immediately was able to look at why my life was not that image or that reality of what I wanted it to be, specifically in the area of finances. And I really went there with the intention of getting rid of anything that stood in my way. And immediately as I was able to get up and share with the rest of the group, about, I would say, about 250 people, I stood up there and said, you know, based on who I am, based on what I do, based on what I've learned, based on my purpose, my vision, my mission, my passion, my willingness to do what it takes, on all of these different things, my education, my background, based on all that, why is it that on the other end, at the other side of the spectrum, my financial life is so below zero? It doesn't match. I'm not in integrity with that. I'm not authentic. And it hurts me. And, of course, the question is, well, what does it do for you? And how has it hurt you? And how has it created challenges? And what have you had to give up? And I knew all that. You know, and I kept on saying, yes, I've done all that. I've done the study. I know money is an energy force, and I know money brings possibilities, and I've known that. But I still feel there's a block inside of me, and I don't know what it is. Well, within those next moments when they explained a metaphor of what integrity is, I was able to immediately reflect and pinpoint that area in my life that had always suffered and where I fell short. And though all those other qualities were there, I was not in integrity with who I saw myself being or with whom I wanted to be. So whereas I put on all the work, at the end of the day or at the end of the act or at the end of the week, whatever that case was, I would let the ball drop. I wouldn't follow through. I wouldn't call back. I'd be overwhelmed and wouldn't be able to keep up with all the promises I made. And realizing that for me, where I lacked integrity, was such an amazing, amazing principle and realization and awareness that immediately I was fired up and I said, okay, I can actually leave. But I knew that if that was the case within 2 hours of being in a course that had not yet started, if I was able to make that distinction after 41 years of life and 2 intense years of really pursuing personal development and doing so many other types of courses and meeting so many leaders and really uncovering my purpose and my mission and being willing to step out in faith and believing in God and His purpose and owning that and being willing to be injured and rise above it and use it for my own betterment. If that's what those 2 hours did for me, then imagine what 3 days would have done. And so I stayed, and obviously within the next day, another realization that came my way, which was extreme, which really allowed me to see what my ego, it allowed me to see where I was being, again, fake, where I wanted to portray someone that I really wasn't, not because of malicious intent, but because we are driven by ego. And we're always worrying about what are people saying? How are people going to see me? Oh, I don't want to let people know that I'm suffering, or I don't want to show them that I'm weak, or I don't want to show them that I need them. We all have those components and those elements. And this is what happens when you go to Landmark, and the education and the words and the interactions and the exercises that are used are designed specifically to allow us to really look at ourselves and see who we are and see who are not. And so this truly is just something that is beyond. And once you start going there, your life and your relationships and how you see your future and how you see your purpose and the situations in your daily life, everything changes. And it changes because you now have control of your reaction. You have control of how you respond. And you have control of understanding that when you are being challenged, you recognize those areas that are being challenged. And you are able to look at it and say, is this in integrity with what I've committed to doing? And I will tell you that integrity is the word that describes Landmark. Anytime we are asked if we have integrity, I really haven't met anyone who would stand up and say, no, I don't. Or no, I actually take that back. Since being in Landmark, I have met people who will say that. Because that's a constancy in our lives. We are constantly facing that challenge and that opportunity to be in integrity. If you want to look at yourself right now, look at yourself this morning. Look at when you awoke. You have commitments. You have commitments with your family, with yourself, with your health, with your finances, commitment with your job or your mission. You've made commitments to appointments, to calls, to faxes, to going to the gym, to buying, picking something up, to meeting a friend or meeting an associate or meeting a partner. You have commitments for lunch. You have commitments for this weekend. You have commitments for tonight. Maybe you told your son or daughter that you're going to meet them at 5 o'clock and then you're going to take them to the movies or to a baseball game, or you're going to sit down with them and read, or whatever it is. Well, each and every moment, you're faced with a choice. And at that moment, you have to step up and say, well, I'm going to follow through with what I said I was going to do, or I'm going to create an excuse, or I'm going to postpone it, or I'm going to say I'm going to get upset, or whatever it is. Or I'm not going to do it because I don't have enough time, or I'd rather sleep a little longer. So again, when it comes to integrity and it comes to commitment and it comes to doing what you say you're going to do, we are always tested. But when we understand why we do what we do and we understand that we have choices, then it becomes a lot easier for us to create a different life for ourselves and to really value what's valuable to us and to prioritize. So, and nothing is ever perfect, because I will tell you, now that we have these distinctions, which are continuous, and they're a continuous learning process because there is a curriculum. Just because you learn one thing, it doesn't mean that you've learned it all. So it's always a continuation. That's what our life is like, because we're always changing and we're always putting ourselves and placing ourselves with new opportunities. So we must continue learning if we're going to be able to continue thriving. If people stop learning, then that's where you are fighting to just survive. You're fighting to keep your head above the water while the waves are coming at you. And eventually, you're going to get tired and give up. Eventually, you stop threading water because it's just too much. You're only a human being and you can only tread water for so long. And our physical body is not where the true power lies. Our true power lies there, in our heads, in that mind that dictates everything else. Our true power, our human power, the godly power, that's within our heart. That's what propels us to say, you know what, I got to do what it takes. That's where we're able to say, you know what, someone is telling me the message is go to Landmark, or the message is at least Google it so that I can find out what this is. So that next time when I'm sitting there and I'm desperate over my family relationship or my situation with my kids or the situation with my wife or the situation with my boss or the situation with my body or my situation with my money, my finances, the crisis that we're going through, the choices and the challenges. When you're sitting there holding onto your head and looking down and saying, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Now you're able to say, oh, you know what? There is a solution. And I do not even know what it is. So let me find out. Let me inquire about this. Let me be curious about it and allow myself at least the freedom to go find out, to ask. Because I will tell you, today, this is where we are at. We are challenged, and we are seeing all of the results of our challenges laid out before us. The uncertainty with which we are living right now is based on our actions and our decisions. And those decisions we made based on what we thought we knew. Not based on what we did not know. Not even based on what we don't even know that we don't even know. And that's a big side of what Landmark will do for you. Because Landmark allows you to take a view of yourself from behind where you can see the entire picture. You see what's in front, you see what's on the sides, and you see what's behind. And so you see yourself from a vantage point where at one point you end up having to laugh. You end up having to laugh because you see how silly, how ridiculous we are with ourselves. We confine ourselves to a box. We confine ourselves to a hole where we're there struggling through life and making things so much more difficult and dramatic. And instead of really honing in into our abilities and into our essence and into our blessings and into our possibilities, we stay trapped in stories of the past, in limited psychology, in limited views. And yet, the education is there. Yet, the options are there. And they are within reach. You just have to be willing to step into it and then embrace it. I want to read something to you that, which is entitled Pathways to Adventure, the Commitment Seminar. And if it weren't for this course, I would not be here talking to you right now because I would have already self-destructed based on what I am doing with the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement. As you know, the vision is to make a difference for our youth, specifically our at-risk youth. It involves an entire global vision. But before that global vision, there are benchmarks along the way. But each benchmark is just as big as the next. The first benchmark is the Rise to Win Youth Empowerment Caravan. That is a one-day personal development, youth coaching, faith-based motivation training day brought to an at-risk location to serve 1,000 at-risk youth. That is just the first initiative. That is just a pilot program that will take place here January 17th in an at-risk location in West Palm Beach. It is not yet announced, the location, but it will take place. And it will take place alongside Martin Luther King's birthday. With the mindset of the dream and change, And it will happen because people will say, yes, we want this to happen because this is what we need to do and what's right for our parents, our youth, and our future. It will happen with the resourcefulness of many different people, people who are not afraid to step up. And it will happen because I'm willing to step out there and say, you know what, this is going to happen. Claim it, and I create that possibility that it will take place and it will happen with the rest of the people whom I am reaching out to. It will happen with the Blog Talk Radio crowd. It will happen with the Anthony Robbins crowd. It will happen with the Landmark crowd. It will happen with my friends. It will happen within my community. It will happen with the media. It will happen because I have gone out there into the community and spoken with the nonprofits, spoken with directors, spoken with different schools, spoken with talent guidance counselors, spoken and spoken and spoken. And because I believe in the power of God to fuel me and to give me the strength that I need to believe in myself and to believe in that purpose so that we can make a difference for our youth and we can come out and really take them forward. Because I would not be me if I am 80 years old and I look at my life and I did not cause a change and I see youth crying and I see youth not being able to be who they are. If that were my choice, then I would just not even want to continue. But I know that that's not my choice. So I say that if it weren't for Landmark giving me those tools and giving me the insight and allowing me to become a better person so that I can create a team and communicate better and not be selfish and not be egotistical and not be hypocritical, I wouldn't have been here. I couldn't be here. So to go and share with you before the show is up, here it is. Until one is committed, there is hesitancy, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, the ignorance of which kills countless ideas and splendid plans, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, then providence moves too. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents, meetings, and material assistance, which no man could have dreamt would have come his way. I learned a deep respect for one of Goethe's couplets. Whatever you can do or dream you can be, begin it. Boldness has genius, power and magic in it. W.H. Murray from the Scottish Himalayan Expedition, 1951. And it wasn't until this course in Landmark Education that I was able to understand the power behind commitment. And I was able to understand what I stand for. And I was able to understand truly what my purpose is. And this is what I hope to be able to bring to all of you. That awareness that we are more than who we are. That awareness that right now we are the legend. We are those people who are going to be spoken about 50, 100 years from now because we would have created a change and a social shift in what's taking place in our society. And we will have done it because we stood up and we said we must make a difference for our kids because they are the leaders. They are the people who are going to create the world. They are the new directors, the new philosophers, the new doctors, the new lawyers, the new Martin Luther Kings. But they have to have that seed. They have to have that foundation. They have to have that soil that's going to be able to support their growth and their visions and their dreams. And that is you and that is me. So I urge you, go to risetowin.com. Make sure that you get on the mailing list. Make sure that you call me, that you send me your email. Be on that list because come 2010, we will be marching up into D.C., showing our solidarity in the fact that we stood for change, and there we will go meet our brothers and sisters. This is Sandra Bueno signing out.